You're listening to A Closer Look. I'm Rose Scott. Atlanta's advocacy community is grieving the death of Catherine Hahn Montoya. She was a human rights activist who was killed in her Atlanta home on April 13th. Now, the self-described queer Chicano Korean feminist and Broncos fan represented a number of causes, including LGBT rights, immigration policy, and Asian Pacific Islander concerns.
Ellen Buckman is Vice President for Field Operations at the Leadership Conference for Civil and Human Rights. She worked closely with Catherine Hahn Montoya for a number of years. She's joining us now. Ms. Buckman, first of all, we're sorry for your loss, and thank you for taking the time.
Well, thank you, Dennis, and thank you so much. It's a very difficult conversation, but I am doing the best that I can to carry Kathy's spirit forward, which is why I agreed to have this conversation with you today.
Well, we appreciate your doing that. First of all, this is someone whom a lot of people might not have known by name. So tell us a little bit, first of all, who she was and why Catherine Hahn Montoya was so passionate about human rights.
Sure. Well, first let me just say, I've had not a lot of time to reflect, a week's time. Kathy, as you said, and your lead-up was slain a week ago yesterday. So it's been just about a week, a little over a week, since we lost her in a horrific and brutal way. And so forgive me as I try and string together sentences in response to your question. It's been very difficult. And I'll say this, it's been difficult, I think, mainly because to say that we lost one individual, which, of course, technically is true, is not sufficient, because the individual that we lost and the light that so many were affected by that she carried as she worked in civil rights and human rights through her capacity as an organizer, you know, is very difficult in some ways to describe, but in some ways it's pretty simple. So let me give it a stab. It's difficult because, and someone said this at her funeral in Atlanta on Sunday, you know, Kathy had a way of making, through both her enthusiasm and her interest in her work as well as in her personal relationships and her ability to articulate her enthusiasm for the plight of all people, she had a way of making people feel like they were the only one in the room. And I know that can be somewhat of a cliche, but it really applies to her. And she had a way of connecting with people and meeting them where they are, as organizers are known to say, I being one of them, and connecting with them where they are in their plight for justice, and which made her quite effective. But before I get to that, I want to point something out, because one of the things that now makes me smile about that is the person who raised it at the funeral suggested that she had that way and made him feel as though he was the only person who was impacted in this way by Kathy. But in fact, come to find out that there are thousands of people, if not more than that, who had this experience with her, and probably not just nationwide, probably internationally as well. So for someone with such a short time on this earth to have had that effect many, many times over in many, many contexts, in a very sincere and authentic way, I think, just needs to be stated over and over again. And, you know, the stories that you see if you go on Facebook and thank you for the AJC.com obituary, see in that and in the brief description that you read and gave just now, are really a lead into that, because there is so much more behind this person and this individual. As I got to know Kathy through work that she was doing in the context of her work with the National Council of La Raza, where she was a strategist around building capacity for organizing in different parts of the country, most primarily as it connected to her work on the rights of immigrants in our country. And then she came and worked on my staff here at the Leadership Conference, and I had the pleasure and privilege of learning a great deal from her. I felt like, yes, technically she worked for me, but I felt as though I was learning, if not more from her, as she from me. in her 4 years of being here. So I say all of that just to go back to your question, to reinforce that I think in both the simple notion that Kathy met people where they were when she worked with them and had the opportunity to meet them, whether that was having a beer and talking about why they were interested in human rights from their perspective, or whether she was doing a training in front of hundreds of people, that was how she approached it. And there's a quote flying around on the internet about that, and she, in which she states that that was her perspective on organizing as well.
Ellen, this is Rose Scott. She clearly had a sense of humor. You know, when we read about that she used in describing her own identity as queer, Chicana, Korean, feminist, and Broncos fan.
Yes.
And it appears, and based on what you've just said, that humor was an important way for her to communicate with others and getting them to sort of maybe let down their shield, particularly with the work that she was involved in.
Yeah, no, I would completely agree with you, Rose. You know, there are those who might suggest that that was a tactic that she used in her organizing, or that it was a way for her to break down barriers using the natural sense of humor that she brought. It was definitely a gift that she had. I believe that she was incredibly intuitive in her ability to connect with people and therein organize the work. And while humor certainly surfaces both for me and so many others as one of her traits, that certainly more than came in handy for that for her in that context. And let's just say she was working on, as you alluded, some really difficult issues that are just frankly difficult to laugh about. You know, the plight of, just as one example, immigrants coming over the border from Mexico, many of whom losing their lives. One example of something Kathy felt very strongly about addressing through her work on changing our immigration system for the better. She was able to find humor, even in something like that, and connect with people at a very basic level, which goes back to what I was starting to say before. She really didn't consider organizing anything other than, you know, just connecting, and really thought that if you're a good organizer, and I'm sort of paraphrasing a quote that she had that, again, is working its way around the internet, social media and such, then that means you're just experiencing what people are experiencing with them and making a conscious decision to travel with them and not tell them how or in front of them or, you know, lead in any way other than making that connection and making it shoulder to shoulder with them.
We've been speaking with Ellen Buckman, who was the vice president for field operations at the Leadership Conference for Civil and Human Rights. She worked closely with Catherine Hahn Montoya. Thank you so much for taking the time. And again, we are so sorry for your loss, Ellen. Thank you.
Rose, thank you so much, and thank you for the opportunity to connect, as well as thank you for the obituary and for making sure that people know how they can connect with Kathy through the website that has been established in her name, the fund that has been established to support her family, her now widow, and hopefully the work that her spirit will carry on for many years. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.